place where hate is love. Screaming over for peace. So much chaos and bloodshed. When will the war end? We still dealing with the pain.
Watching all of this nonsense, blood all in these streets. How the fuck they gon' stop the violence as your conscience speaks? It's guilt all in your silence. We ain't killing nothing but our own kind with that dope we put in that Pyrex. Jesse said keep hope alive, but I don't believe in no hope. Either I will or I won't, either I do or I don't. That's just the way that it go, carry the weight of the flow. The weigh on my mind, that's why I'm letting it go. Richie, you po, nigga, let's talk about this freedom. Dog, I ain't taking no more. Water up to my chest,
yeah.
Can't sleep, I can't rest.
Yeah.
Trying to deal with this stress.
Yeah.
This whole country a mess. This is the need that they take that you hate in the sea. Or the skin that they got, you can't play that with me. Ball for themselves, they talking about we. Obedient slaves, they want you to be. See, we need unity, that part's key. Where's this going? Are we about to see? I hit the booth, I give the people the truth and tell them you got it for me. Dog, I ain't scared, these people ain't nothing to fear. They could put guns in my head and pull on the trigger, and I would just happily go. Cause nigga, I die for this nigga. Kick my luck when I got stuck in.
A place where hate is love. Screaming over for peace. So much chaos and bloodshed. When will the war end? We're still dealing with the pain. Heart chains limited all their way. Through all the floods and the storms, cries for a nation reborn.
Pain sending no aid for us. No food or no trucks or no planes for us. They got a cage for us. 23 hours in one. Yeah, that's what they made for us. We ejected them from the school to the prison. I hope you cool niggas listen. The courtroom and black skin don't mix,
right?
They give you a cool life sentence. Miseducation destroyed us.
Yeah.
Labor they underemployed us.
Yeah.
That's if they employ us at all.
Yeah.
That start raising entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
I got you if ever you fall. We are the government. We are the law. They treat us lesser than dogs. Speaking for the human, that was the clause. We are the people they threw on the cross. Until we are free, I cannot be a boss. Prison, that was the cause for freeing them slaves, and that's how we lost. I can't count how many we lost. To the jail yard and the graveyard. The judge and his boys all paid off. See, the hate don't take no days off. And I won't either, I'm on. For this liberation, I won't. But I ain't asking for shit. We the first ones to help and the last ones to get. We even helped y'all war. He never helped us and we helped y'all more. But is it all for more? Cause we know who you is and we know what you did. Shit. Just my luck when I got stuck in
a place where hate is love. Screaming over for peace. So much chaos and bloodshed. When will the war end? We still dealing with the pain.
What up, what up, what up? It's yours truly, Jay King, along with my other two hosts, Nina Capone. Also, we got Mr. Nasty. Well, I don't think he go by Mr. Nasty anymore. I think 3.0 is definitely official right now. He finally made the conversion, so that's a beautiful thing. Today we got a dope show. We got one of the... That's all right, but he's a hot lyricist. You just heard one of his new singles called Nation Reborn, Dope DNA himself. And not only that, Dope DNA is definitely into the vegan lifestyle heavy.
Right.
Vegan chef. I heard him talk last week, so I already know. I mean, but you know, other than conscious, it's just that, you know what I'm saying? Definitely aware, so... Yeah.
Definitely glad to have him here.
Absolutely. So he can talk.
And we can rest.
So I can eat this rice. You know what I mean? I can eat that rice. But we got a little something. Something that
we didn't even tell y'all how we got this food. it was a vegan. I ordered from a vegan restaurant, and shout out to the vegan restaurant. They were the wrong order, and we ended up with like super gourmet. That's not what I got these guys this evening, but you know, we got it. We got super gourmet. It is.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate it. Shout out to the restaurant. I'm not going to shout their name out because they're going to come after me. they was already cursing me out in another language, you know, but it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope everybody, you know, enjoy the meal.
Exactly. The rice is all that, too.
It's good.
Absolutely. But, you know, like always, call us. Call in 215-383-5799.
Definitely. A lot of people think one of the reasons why I wanted to bring them on the show, a lot of people have a lot of questions about, you know, how to transition into becoming a vegan, how to transition into becoming a vegetarian, what the difference is, what's the transition, how do you get there,
right.
You know, what routes you take, and dope DNA can tell you, you know, I just stopped cold turkey, damn near killed myself, but he can tell you how to properly do that.
Absolutely.
And, you know, there is a proper way to do it. You don't want to just stop eating meat and just jump over the ledge. Don't do it that way, especially if you're somebody who actually constantly you're eating meat. You're eating cheese. You're eating, you know, you're in the dairy and you're in the meat.
You don't
want to just stop. Your body will react to that. And so make sure you don't just do it that way. Hopefully, do you find him?
Don't worry, he'll be here.
He's been here before, so
exactly.
I don't know like where he's lost that. I don't know. He might have just been tricking me. You know how black people do that.
They're like 5 blocks.
I'm 10 minutes away. So he just texted me again and was like, "Those steps, yeah, nigga, those."
Yeah, I remember them
zones.
Yeah, I remember them zones. So
you know, shout out to Dope B and AED. I should have told him to just call. I could have called him from the zone.
Call in until you get here.
You know what I mean, but.
But it's all
okay,
good.
Like patient or whatever. You can put up another song on for the listeners on the radio if you want.
I mean, what you want to do? You want to play that thing back? Because I don't think a lot of people really heard it. What you want to do?
We can play it. I mean, the people that, well, you know.
What works for you?
You can find something else if you want. We can come back to that.
I mean,
you
know.
I might have him break that down because he didn't send a whole bunch of.
Yeah, he definitely got a.
He tried. He might make me, you know, he might be like, let me put this in. You got to do this right now. So I hate to upload music live while I'm on air.
Yeah, you want to do something
not
about
for
this.
Not nothing, but.
Because this is your
I just
ish.
Don't want to. You know?
Yeah.
I like to have everything pre-planned out and mapped out and done. The
and just locked in.
That's and it. Locked in. So I can just push buttons and relax, you know? And
right.
So when I curse people out, this is why. Shout out to Rob Stashes. I just got off the phone with your manager. And looks like we may be having you on a little bit of everything soon. So shout out to Rob for tuning in. It's funny because she called me and she was like, well, you know the manager for Rob? My Rob going with a manager.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a hater. I'm like, he could have been. I don't think I'm a damn manager. So shout out to Rob Stashes. You know, I hope you don't think I've been like doing my own thing. You know what I mean? Like, I keep everything everybody's doing. I see everybody moves. We're going to try to get as many hustlers, you know, that's out there doing their thing, doing their grind, not just in the music, but other things as well on the show. The show is not about music.
Right.
Definitely want to salute those artists that are making music during this time, but also what your other hustlers are. So you don't have to be an artist to be on Respect the Hustle.
That's right.
I want to make sure that that's very clear.
Make it clear.
Look for people who are not artists, actually. I mean, I know all the rappers, and I know what it takes to, you know, to line up shows and manage yourself and get your promos done and, you know, and write and be in the studio half the night and spend your own money out your pocket and get some joints pressed up. And I can tell you that in my sleep. I want to like, really have people on the show who bring something different, you know. I want to know your hustle. I want to know what you out there doing. We want to know more. We want to know more about you and what your hustle is. It's not all about the music. We know the music game is a hustle.
That's right.
I
want
to
talk
to some of the people out here.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. We got a lot of people on Facebook Live tonight.
Okay. I definitely feel that. See, it's a black 10 minutes away.
Yeah, see.
I'm downstairs. Okay.
And I see there's a lot of sisters on there.
They have vegan chocolate. Don't laugh at me.
Yeah, they do.
Yes, they do have vegan chocolate.
Yeah, baby. Here go the chocolate.
Honey, yes, they do have to get us some for our girls' night. Yes, they do have vegan chocolate.
Tell them who we sponsored by tonight. Don't tell them the name, but just tell them.
We sponsored by some vegan food tonight.
Yes, this is falafel for all of you who don't know. It's really good, and I'm going to show y'all what it looks like inside. It's made out of chickpeas, and I don't know what else, but it's really, it's a mother shit. But it's really good. Let me put that on there. I already stuffed my mouth with it. So, that's a dish, you know, it's always good. Here they come sitting in the hallway. So, yeah, we live on air, we live on Facebook Live, we live on YouTube stream, you know, Jay.
What's going on?
Those DJs, those rappers, go ahead and see the King's Chair and host this damn show. So, those DJs is definitely in the building now, y'all.
That's right.
We're going to get the party started.
Let's get it going.
Nation has been reborn. We're not going to play the song no more.
Yeah. We played it 10 times. Play it some more. I need it here.
So, quick introduction. What?
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
So, quick introduction. Dope DNA.
Dope DNA.
I know him in Hollywood.
Yo, yeah, man. It's Hollywood, man.
Hollywood.
Still Hollywood, man.
Definitely thank you for being here.
Oh,
so,
man, thank y'all for inviting me.
We're live on FaceTime Live, we're live on Ustream.
Okay,
live.
What they talking about?
Live all over.
What they saying? What they talking about? You talking about something? Anybody saying
something? They waiting for you.
They waiting for you.
I just broke a piece of falafel and ate it in front of them. Mm-hmm. I was too explaining that. Yeah. So, yeah, you know, shout out to everybody that's tuned in. There's a lot of people tuned in. They want to hear your story.
Yeah.
We know you ready to go in. So,
oh, man, just hit me with the questions, man.
Let's hit him with the questions.
Hey, let me know. I guess I go first. Oh, man, question. I'm going to go switch to the mic. Man.
There you go, man.
All right, so I had a lot of people, you know, the vegan epidemic is heavy right now, especially in our community and stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of people taking that. You see it more openly about it,
yeah.
You know, and this the whole thing, especially people who ate meat all the time.
Yeah.
Fried chicken, baked chicken, you know, steak.
See, that's one of the wonders of the internet, man.
That's right.
Information get out there super fast. Exactly. You know what I mean? It's like those people always been there, but with the emergence of the internet, now we're right in your face now. Right. We can just put that phone on, push record, and the world, anybody in the world can just see it now, you know what I mean? And get a hold of it. So that's probably the only difference. You know what I mean? It's always been there. You know what I mean? Right. Just the internet exposes everything now. You know what I'm saying? If you got a product, whatever, go to the internet, man, and it'll get it out there quick. You know, but vegan is awesome.
Yeah. All right,
best decision I ever made in my life, man.
Right.
Best decision I ever made. I lost all this weight
without trying. So I was like, oh shit.
That's the, you know, like the byproduct. That's what's gonna happen. You're gonna lose weight with this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's what's gonna happen. Expect to lose major weight. You know what I mean? I don't know any obese or fat vegans.
I'm the only fat vegan for now, ladies and gentlemen.
But you just started, so you're losing it. But there's nobody that can tell you I've been a vegan for a year and they still blowed up.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
The cleansing is
I've been a vegan for 8 months and they still blowed up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
No, that's what happens. You get that out to get the inflammation and get all that bloating.
But
I never felt bloated.
We definitely going to touch back on it, but I want to jump a little into Nation Reborn.
Okay.
I want to hear more about the reasoning behind the song. I know personally, so don't talk to me. But you know, why Nation Reborn? Why did you go from? Because I know Hollywood, and I know a lot of the viewers know Hollywood.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. Somebody hit me yesterday, like, "No, that's just Hollywood." And I was like, "It is Hollywood. It's okay." Uh-huh. But he's dope DNA now.
Yeah.
You know, so tell us a little bit of just backtrack of Hollywood, and then let's roll right into dope DNA.
Yeah. Well, you know, Hollywood. That's who I am. You know what I mean?
Hollywood.
That's
is.
Who I am. Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? But I got that name from. We were young dudes, man, rapping in the Chinese store, and
some guy was just standing around, and when I got done, he was like, man, he going to Hollywood. He going to be something. He going to be a star.
Right.
So I just went home and was like, all
right,
that's my name, you know.
Right.
So I kind of named myself that, through him saying he's going to Hollywood. So I'm like, all right, well, Hollywood, that's what it is. You know, it really got no really rhyme or reason to it.
Right,
it's just,
right.
You know, I just picked it up by hearing him say it. You know, Hollywood really just, I tried to make the change a little bit. It's not a huge change, but the information and the things I've learned, it kind of forces you to change.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just growing up. If you kind of think the same things at 19 and you think the same things at 35, then you wasted 16 years.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
When 16, you was just stuck. You know what I mean? So kind of evolving, man. I'm always like reinventing myself, though. This is not the first time. You know what I mean? I've been Legacy. I've been Heat. I've been Hollywood. I've been Hollywood Playboy. You know what I'm saying? I'm always reinventing myself. I think that's one of the major ingredients to sticking around and being relevant at all times.
Right.
Learning how to reinvent yourself.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's what good radio shows do, and Pepsi does it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just got to keep recreating, reinventing, coming up with something new. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So I just, you know, it was the Instagram name. I was just trying to think of a funky Instagram name. Like, all right, what can I think of that's dope? Instagram name, and while I'm saying what's dope, I'm like, all right, dope, all right, DNA, you know, and
DNA,
I put, you know,
dope.
And people was like, yeah, so people was like, man, that's a cool Instagram name you got right there,
right.
But I say, you know, I'm gonna just use it now, because
right.
After shows, people would say, always say, well, what's your Instagram? So it's like, all right, dope DNA, so I was like, I might as well just go with it,
right?
Just
why
to see,
not?
Just,
why
see
not?
Just to see what happened, you know what I'm saying? My homeboy hated, he like, man, no, we done built some Hollywood, we done built them up a little bit. We got to stay there, you know what I'm saying?
We got to keep Hollywood.
We got to stay there. But, you know, I'm like, man, whatever. I'm just the universe got it, man. So that's what happens. And then I said, all right, I got to think of something that makes sense with dope. You know what I'm saying? I just don't want to be like, all right, dope. And then people think, all right, he pushing dope.
He
you know what I'm saying?
Like,
or,
hey,
you know
wait,
what I'm saying?
Wait.
Or the kids be like, wait, dope. You know what I'm saying? Well, it's just like, you know, dreams plus opportunity plus preparation equals excellence. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And then that's in my DNA. You know what I'm saying? You know, so that's what it is. You know, drive over prison and poverty every day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Determination over prison and poverty every day. So I just coming up with, you know, little thing. Yeah, you know, match with the letters, man. So that's what it is now. And I just evolved, man. You know, and then it'll be it's a revolution coming.
Nice.
When the album
nice.
Comes, you know what I'm saying?
So
9 months. So
hear,
we say so that so.
Please
so,
call in. I'm sorry. One second.
Okay.
I'm gonna cut you off so they can. Because a lot of people saying they can't hear. If you can't hear, please call in so you can hear. He's live on the microphone. This is Behind the Scenes. If you're on Facebook Live, you can call in 215-383-5799. Stop looking at me, G.
You know, when you're in your mother's womb, 9 months in the womb, that's evolution. But when the water breaks, that's revolution. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of what we're waiting on with Black folks, the revolution. Break the water.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, we evolving, but at some point we got to have a water break, a revolution. You know what I'm saying? And nothing can stop it. Nothing. You know, that's what revolution means. You can't have a real revolution first without bloodshed. You know, your mama bleed when she had you, right? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
A revolution's got to involve bloodshed. And also, the revolution can't be stopped. No matter what you do, you can't keep that baby in there. That baby coming out. I don't care who you go get. If mom dies, that baby's still coming out of there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the mentality we got to have if we want to see any change, that we won't be stopped. Just like a baby. That baby don't ask no permission. I'm coming. Whether she dies, whether y'all like it or not, I'm coming out of here.
Absolutely.
Period. You know what I'm saying? If she in the house by herself and she dies, I'll just be on the floor until y'all get here. But I'm going to be out of
right,
the body.
Out.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be out of the body. So that's a revolution. We can't think a revolution is we asking, can we do something? We're begging, can we do something? We're pleading, can we do something? No, I'm telling you what we're going to do, and that's what the fuck's going to happen, whether you like it or not. You know what I'm saying? So this is why me personally, I'm against marching and rallying. I'm against it. Marching, rallying. I'm against it.
And I, of course, I wanted to take you earlier, but I was like, I seen all your posts. I like, I'm going to take this later. So... you know, and I know a lot of people go against you, which
mm-hmm.
is why I created the whole Eat to Live show, because I know we're going to take that and jump through over the moon with that one, because so many, you're so controversial on putting your opinions out there, how you feel about it. So tell us why you're against the march, the rally.
First, we can't deal in, you know, good intentions. Never deal in good intentions. That's going to lead you straight to hell. Good intentions. No, you need to be right and exact. You need to have the knowledge and then apply the knowledge. Good intentions is what got us here in this mess. We were just civil rights. We were just trying to be good. We had good intentions. Yeah, but you didn't have the knowledge. So now good intentions just put us the fuck in hell.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, and I don't care what nobody thinks. You know what I'm saying? My toughest fight while fighting for black people are black people. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You can't debate me on it. If I was a white professor, if I had on a white lab coat and I was saying the things I was saying, everybody would shut the fuck up and listen and get their pens out and write it down. You know what I'm saying? But because I got my scully on my hood, you think I'm just some ignorant nigga. I don't know shit. What is he talking about? Shut him up. But if I was at a college big auditorium with my pointer at the board and telling you this is what it is, you'll just say this is what the fuck it is because doctor, he said so.
And his name,
you know what I'm saying? And his name says
right.
He's got on a lab coat. He's got a degree. He knows what. But we got to do the history on it. You know what I'm saying? I dare you and encourage you to go back and see how black people was living pre-civil rights. We had our own busing service, our own schools, our own hospitals, our own restaurants, own laundromats, own movie theaters, own basketball league, own baseball, our own everything, and everybody was happy. Until somebody decided, well, we want to be over there with them. Let's sell all of that. So what happens is somebody said, no, let's take the best players out of our baseball league and sell them to them. That crippled our league. Let's take our best players out of our basketball league and sell them to them. That crippled us. You know what I'm saying? We got our own bus service. Why would you beg them to sit on the front of their bus? We got our own. My thing is stop begging the slave master to get a room at his home and just build your own fucking home. You understand what I'm saying? Get off the plantation, period. So that way, whatever they do or think don't even affect you. It don't even affect us. You know what I'm saying? So I live in the spirit. I don't live in the flesh no more. So even when you see me, I'm no longer here. It gives me the courage. So when I think about the story of Jesus Christ, and I'm not religious, I just read it like any other book. So I'm going to take that story and I say to myself, even as a kid, wow, how was he able to even deal with it? They hated him. They talk crazy about him. They run him down. They stone him. They, you know, lie on him. They put him on a cross. He never even shed a tear. Never even said, stop.
Right.
How was he able to? I'm dealing in the spirit. None of this even matters. The body, y'all can do what y'all want with the body. I ain't even here. You can hang it up on this cross. I don't care though. I'm not here. You don't even understand. I'm not asking y'all to forgive me. Let's go to the table and figure. Let's meet halfway. No. I'm telling y'all what it is. Y'all can hang. It don't matter. I'm in the spirit. I'm gone. I'm in another dimension.
So let's talk about that because a lot of people don't understand that transition. So how did you know? You know, I know a lot of people, you know, we talk like this. I'm always trying to talk like this. If you, oh, here you go with the spooky talk.
Mm-hmm.
But how did you know? Like what happened? You know, because I've known you for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So what transition in your life, what moment did you say, okay, this is it. This is the time. This is who I am right now.
I would say, well, I think I've always been this way since a kid, but I've never been white or Chinese or nothing else, so I'll just talk from black perspective. You know what I'm saying? I've never been anything else but black. So in the black house, it's always shut up, speak when spoken to, be quiet. Nobody, as a kid, nobody really cares what you think or how you feel. On the parents. So that shut you down a lot. That shut a kid down. I would encourage people never tell your child to shut up. Because they could be telling you a bus is coming and you told them to shut up. Now your ass got hit. I was trying to tell you, but you told me never speak when spoken to and shut up and stay in my child's place. So I stayed in my place. Now your ass got shot.
Right.
But I was trying to tell you the gunman was coming over there. You know what I'm saying? So as a kid, it was always there, but it's just like, oh, well, you know, the people around me just seemed like I kind of felt like if I talk this way, I ain't gonna have no friends.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like now, once I start talking this way, people are gonna say, oh well, it feel like, oh, you trying to spoil the fun, or he trying to think, he think he up here, or we down. No, man, I want y'all all to get here where we no longer, ignorance is bliss. You know what I'm saying? Ignorance is bliss, man. And growing up in the house like I grew up in, which the album is called 6240 Line Kim Pike.
Address.
You know what I'm saying? It'll be there now. It'll be famous. It'll be a tourist attraction in a minute.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I seen a lot there, man. A whole lot of shit no child should see or hear. You know what I mean? And it kind of shaped me. And I seen dope dealers and pimps and hoes and killers and thieves and all this stuff coming through here. And I'm like, I never want to be like these motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? But as you stay in the ghetto or stay in the hood, you're going to wind up, inevitably, you're going to get into it. So you become the dope boy that you say you never. It's right there. You know what I'm saying? And I always kind of felt these feelings, man. And it just came to a point where I was just in my mind like, man, I don't feel good. I feel horrible with these ignorant ass thoughts, thinking that it's cool to sell dope. It's cool to always talk about shooting your brother. Cool to not give a fuck about women at all. And you know what I'm saying? And this shit just make you sick. It just make you physically sick. Yeah,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Because everything starts mental before we can get physical. Body, anything starts here. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, I just ain't feel good. So like, I got to change something. And just gradually start making the change of how I thought about things. And changing how I eat, it changed my whole perspective on the world, how I saw things, how I see things now, and how I'm able to see them and decipher them very quickly. Mm-hmm. Very quickly, you know what I'm saying? It takes me nothing to decipher the situation, you know what I'm saying? This is why, going back to the rally thing, I'm saying, someone said, you know, people always being negative about stuff or kind of allude to like you hating on something. And, or, you know, let them take that step, man. Don't hate on that step that they taking, or, you know, they're not the children. If you don't know your history, you're bound to commit the same mistakes.
Absolutely.
The children you're saying out there doing that, they haven't been exposed to back the past. They don't know that this mistake has been made before. So don't take you taking a step in the wrong direction. It was good energy, but it was poor strategy. You know what I'm saying? Great energy, poor strategy. So, since it's football season, let's use that. Okay. Any sport. We can use boxing, anything. If I'm the Giants and you the Eagles, or if I'm Floyd Mayweather and you Conor McGregor, when I'm the opposing team, my job is to study you, watch the tapes, learn what you do good, learn what you do bad, and expose it. You have a strategy, a game plan. I need a counter game plan to counter that game plan. Now, after I do that, I say, all right, go back. What's my best players that can best execute this plan that we have? Building, let's go get this victory. But we just can't have sporadic emotional outbursts.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? It's not a good plan to say, when they do something wrong, I'll complain, and then if nothing changes, I'll just complain some more. That's a horrible fucking plan.
Right. Or not sticking to it. There's
or not sticking to
it.
What's the follow-up?
Right.
That judge that y'all hate so much, she was working today. Her judge, her room number is 1404. Why didn't y'all bust up in there?
Right.
Bust up in there, singing Upper Room in that motherfucker. Bust up singing Boys to Men. It's the end of the road for your ass.
Right.
But you got to disturb the peace if you want some.
Disruptive. Mm-hmm.
You ain't being disruptive being outside the building yelling at a brick wall.
Right.
Nobody's there. You only look like lunatics. It don't matter to me what y'all do. You do what you want to do. I'm just telling you, to white people, Jews, Italians, Asians, Arabs, Hispanics, when they turn on the TV and they turn on the news, it's like, look at these motherfuckers out here yelling at a brick wall. What's wrong with them?
Right. Right. They not bothering nobody.
They're not bothering nothing. You're not disturbing nothing. For one, she's home. Everybody's home. They let everybody. Because here's the thing. If we at war, you my enemy, I'm not going to tell you when I'm coming. That is not a good strategy of war.
Right.
Obviously, nobody here has read The Art of War. Why would I? First of all, you put it out on the internet. Where are we going to be?
Right.
And what time are we going to be there? And what day are we going to be there? Okay, so the enemy say, okay, everybody, they're going to be here at 5. Everybody can leave at 2.
Exactly.
We'll shut down at 2. So everybody got a full day's pay and a half a day's work. You help them out.
Right. Shout out to, you help them out. To the rallying protesters.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. No, that's
I love them. I love everybody out there. That's my people. But there's no need to be out there with picket signs anymore.
Right.
It's like the only thing we help when we get mad is the Sharpie business and the poster board business. We become the best arts and crafts motherfuckers on the planet when there's an injustice happen. We can draw our ass off on some poster board,
right,
or get a poster done, mm-hmm, but they don't make no change. It don't change nothing to rally. You ain't got to yell. When your shit is in place and in order, you ain't got to yell at nobody.
Right.
You get a cop some more money, overtime. All right, okay. But, you know, again, it don't matter to me, man. I love them. I see what you're trying to do. I see the energy, but let me redirect it. If you allow me, let's redirect it. Because let me give you this history, and then you'll see why that's not a good strategy. It never worked for us. It only dug us deeper in the hole.
Exactly.
If a dog, when the dog or the cat go to the bathroom, they walk in place, right? They scrape, 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 trying to bury. That's us. We're walking in place, scraping and digging a deeper ditch for ourselves. We're not moving one iota. We're not moving forward. That's not... there's nothing on this planet that can go backwards and forward at the same time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's nothing that can go backwards and forward at the same time. You can't do it. You're either going this way or this way. And right now we're going backwards. Because if we go back to 1861, 50% of the prison population was black folks. That's a fucking miracle when you say, well, everybody was slaves. How the fuck could we fill up 50% of the jail? And 4 million people was
right.
slaves, and we only had about like 250,000 free black people. So out of 250 free black people and the 4 million slaves, we somehow amassed 50% of the jail population. This before the Civil War. This before this 4 years before they freed us. We was 50% of the population in jail. Now we come forward to 2017, we are still 50% of the population in jail, if not more. We're probably about 52, 53 now.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? It makes no sense.
But I feel like there's strategy that they apply to us constantly.
Yeah. People say, I see this. I see a flyer at that march, at that rally. Something said, like, the system is rigged. The system is broken. No, it's not. The system is a well-oiled machine and is working well.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? When the Patriots are whooping the Cincinnati Bengals ass, the Bengals don't say, man, their system is broken. No, that shit is working fine. We down 50 nothing.
Right.
They are supposed to be beating your ass. They are the opposing team. Whether you like it or not, whether you want to admit it or not, they are whites, Hispanics, Asians, Arabs have all passed blacks in America.
Right.
You are fourth or fifth class now. Whether you know it or not, whether you like it or not, or agree or not. Them Hispanics did not come here to be your friend.
Right.
They came here to replace your body. I know we all heard of the body snatchers. In that movie, The Body Snatchers, go look at it again. That's you. That is you. They came to replace your body. They did not come. Go in the hotel. Who working there?
My cousin.
Go in the restaurant. Go in the kitchen. Tell me who in there. Okay? So when you, black man, black woman, when you go in a place to go for a job interview, and you right there, damn, they think about hiring you. Now, we might got one. The Hispanic going in and say, I do that shit for half the money. So
the price. And you know what? And it's a really, really, really big thing in technology.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being a technologist, doing all of the technology things, trying to sell apps and the service itself. You know, you can go to India, Mexico, but they can do it for half price. You know
yeah.
what I mean? And that's one of the things that.
So this is why
we stuck with.
When like Donald Trump say things and people get mad, I say the shit is comedy to me. We're going to build a wall, and we're going to – why would he keep his underemployed employees?
Right.
Why would I build a – building a wall, man, I got to hire you niggas. And you niggas is worth $25 an hour. I ain't giving y'all that.
Exactly.
When I could let this Mexican in and give him $5.
Right.
And he'd be cool like I just gave him $500,000. Okay? So don't get involved with that rhetoric. We get too involved with the rhetoric. This is why when you watch – any sporting event like boxing, basketball, they always got commentators. Because even though some people are watching the game, they still don't know what's going on. So they get caught up in the shit that you're talking.
Right.
I'm quite sure everybody's done this, but I've done this. I'll be watching a boxing match and listening to the commentator, and he'll say some shit that didn't even happen. Oh, he got hit with a left. You'd be like, no, he didn't. I'm watching the shit. But most people get caught up in this. Even though they watching the tape of the cop shoot the nigga head off and the nigga had both his hands in the air, they still can commentate to you that, oh, he had a gun. And you so dumb. Maybe he did have a gun. You watching the tape. He didn't have nothing. But we get caught up in what people say more than what people actually do. So I'm saying that to say, you can talk all you want about who you're going to kill and who you're going to do something to. If you never do it, then you ain't no killer. You understand? If you never do it, until you do it, then that's when I judge you. But I just can't judge you by the shit that you're talking about. There's plenty of people out here talking about being a billionaire, millionaire, all what they're going to do. They never get up every day. They don't do the shit. So we don't going to judge you. We're going to judge you by what you are doing. So I take the nigga Trump as comedy, man. Best comedy ever. Best I ever had in my life. I never laughed this much until that nigga start talking. He say some crazy shit, but he don't do nothing crazy.
Right. He just say it.
I grab women by the pussy. Now, one woman ever came up yet and said, oh, I was in Starbucks and the nigga grabbed me. He's just saying crazy shit to get a rouse out of you.
Exactly.
I could go on Fifth Avenue and shoot me somebody in the head and people will still vote for me. But he ain't never done it. But we so caught up in being mad at him, but we not mad at the police that actually kill people. Mm-hmm. It's like we let them give us our enemy or somebody to be mad at, rather than the people or persons we should be mad at.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So rappers, ball players, they could all put on a shirt that say, fuck Trump and everybody versus Trump. But when you're going to say everybody versus the police, they the ones got the bodies. They the ones got the body.
They don't get out and rally and march.
Yeah.
Like they do for me. Like, you look at the turnout. We had an election last week. Turnout wasn't like that. You know what I mean? Like,
look at, okay, let's go. People say, well, this ain't about Meek. Okay, well, it damn sure look like it is.
Absolutely.
Because the day before, nobody was out here talking about let them boys out of jail. And the day after today, nobody was out there saying, let them boys out of jail. So I can't let you sell me again on rhetoric when I know what I see. You know what I'm saying? You loan me $30 tonight, and I say I'm going to pay you tomorrow, but I'm going to bring you $28 and tell you it's $30. Nigga, I'm counting the money. You short. You know, it's not, ain't nobody trying to hate or trying to stop you from what you want to do. Okay, go out there. But I tell you one thing, photo ops, right? People think 20, 30, 40 years from now, they kids going to look at the picture and say, oh, my daddy or mommy was out at the rally and they was crazy niggas at the rally.
Right.
That's how I look at them civil rights. But look at these crazy niggas that done walked us straight into hell. Okay, you ain't getting no props. Your kids going to say, damn, why would you do that? That's what they going to say. Why would you do that? Why would you be there? You know what I'm saying? I'm not listening to what you tell me. It's not about Meek, but when I get the flyer across the middle, it say rally for Meek. It doesn't say rally against injustice, rally for everybody in prison. It said rally for Meek, biggest day. Then it said his name four more times on the same flyer.
Right.
But you want to tell me I'm the crazy nigga. I'm retarded. Oh, I'm hating. Oh, I'm mad. I'm just telling you what the fuck it is.
Right.
Don't nobody like for you to tell them what it is. Nobody likes that. They can't handle the truth. That's why they say that. They can't handle the truth.
Right.
And a lot of things where white people figured out, or whoever figured it out, is hidden in plain sight. You can put it right in front of them. They still won't see it.
But that's the best place to hide it. And I mean, they
look at every movie you watch. Look at it with a different eye.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be like, God damn, they told us it was going to be that storm.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? They told us right there in that movie it was going to be, Houston was going to get washed up. Or Puerto Rico was going to get washed up.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And then they look at the movies now, they telling you Manhattan about to get washed up.
Exactly. All out there.
You know what I'm saying? Hidden in plain sight. They no longer got to hide it from you. It's right there. They used to say, you want to hide something from black people, put it in the book. You want to hide something from anybody now, put it in the movie. Because they just going to get entertained.
Yep, they into their popcorn. Nobody.
They into their popcorn. They goobers. They fucking slushies. They just want to see somebody fucking. Niggas shooting. Selling dope. Make me laugh. They missed the whole complete message. Something that was there they should have saw. You understand what I'm saying? So I don't care. Be out there. Rally. Be out there for me. But don't tell me some shit that I know it ain't true. You know why you there and I know why you there. If you was there for the right reasons, you wouldn't have to press me so hard about why you was there.
Right.
You wouldn't have to press me so hard to convince me about why you out there. The agenda will be very clear. It's not clear because we know that people show up because you're a fan. You got people in your family that been in jail. You don't even press five for them niggas. They call you. You don't write them. You don't answer the phone. You don't press five for these motherfuckers. But you want to tell me it ain't about me. It's about everybody. Well, let's call your cousin in jail and see if he thought to everybody the last 3 months y'all been hanging up on his ass. Okay?
Right.
He ain't got nothing on his book. Okay? Maybe some people was about everybody out there, but let's not. The agendas should always be clear. Nobody can be confused about this agenda. I don't care who you are. Even if you don't like me, the agenda is clear about why I'm here. You can't question it. If it's in question, then it ain't clear. It ain't clear. Rick Ross is coming. Dr. J is coming.
Yeah, like
it's like a concert. Did you see the nigga introduce Rick Ross? He introduced him like he was coming out of the powerhouse.
Wait a minute. Hold up.
What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? And to be, if we're supposed to be angry, upset, and fighting, we at war right now, how come you stopping to take pictures? How come you stopping to take pictures? Even still, when I still look at those pictures from Civil Rights Movement or anything, they wasn't stopping to take the picture.
Right.
Somebody might have took the picture, but they were in action in that picture.
Absolutely.
They was throwing shit, you know what I'm saying? Marching, looking angry. Like, get that fucking camera out of my face.
Right.
I'm here for an agenda. I'm not here to take no pictures. I'm not here to show up my coat. Some niggas ain't show up because they ain't had nothing new to wear.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Some niggas went to the mall early that day. Some niggas went to the mall.
Real shit.
Some niggas went to the mall that day.
Right.
Okay. Debate me on that shit. Some niggas went to the mall early that day. Okay? And when we at war, we ain't got no time for no photo ops.
Right.
Now, if the news, the media, and the people outside of it is taking pictures of us, we can't stop them from doing that. But when they get a picture of me, they get a picture of me in action, not posing. You probably be fighting. Not a selfie.
Not a selfie.
You're taking selfies.
That shit was crazy.
But we supposed to be here.
We
at war. We taking selfies. We at war. We stopping to pose and plug shit. But this ain't. You understand what I'm saying? Don't tell me I'm crazy. You feel me?
Right.
We suppose we want. We don't want to be outside. We breaking the fuck in.
Right.
We going inside. What I just tell you, a revolution is unstoppable. Like when that baby is being born.
Exactly.
They know your revolution is weak because you allowed them to stop you every time.
Right. They put the barriers up and you stand behind.
Okay.
It's a concert. It's a show.
It's a show.
They control it. Anytime that someone else has control of you disrupting something, you're not disrupting.
Ask if anybody down there kick one of the barriers down. No? No?
No, I heard it was peace.
Yeah, it's very peaceful when it comes to us. But if you go back to George Washington and his boys, ain't shit peaceful. Give me liberty or give me death.
Right. Right.
Period. You can't have revolution without that. Give me liberty or give me death. He didn't peace. He didn't ask. He didn't rally. He didn't march. It's whatever. Let's go to war. I want mine. I want away from this European. I want away from this union. Okay? Learn something. You're a punk white ass white boy, but learn something from his movement. Give me liberty or give me death. He wasn't asking you shit. He wasn't pleading or trying to be peaceful with nothing.
Right.
Now, we can do this peacefully if you give me what I want, but if you don't give me what I want, then this ain't going to be peaceful.
Exactly.
This ain't going to be peaceful. You want Meek out of jail? Let's go down. He upgraded us for while you down CJC.
Right.
Let's go wherever he is, break in and break out.
Right.
Tear it down.
What do you think actually stops our people from... you know, taking it to that level. It's like everything that we do, we're
because
timid and passive.
To me, fear, one, they instill that in you from the time you was born.
Right.
This fucking fear of, they try to make you believe black people so violent. Look at them. They so thuggish.
Right.
Look at them. They so off the chain. But we ain't never, we won't hurt a white motherfucker.
Yeah,
we don't do nothing.
Exactly.
There's white people down Diamond Street right now walking with their fucking little poodle, pocket full of money. Speedos on. Hey, how you doing? How you doing, nigga? What's up, man? I know you're not going to touch me because you're scared, boy.
Right, exactly.
Okay, when I was down fucking there walking, you niggas were trying to rob me for my Jordans, taking my chain. I can't walk out here without a piece on me. But this white boy just moved in here. He out here, legs and shit out. Dog. Walking the baby. Stroller. Ain't nobody fucking with him.
Right, right.
You have been trained. You better not touch these white-skinned people that claim them. You better not touch them. You're going to touch anybody, do it to your people. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You've been trained. And then, again, People don't actually want to have to do anything for real, for real. They don't really want to waste that energy for real, for real. That's why we rather go to things like rallies and marches, and that's easy shit.
Right.
That's easy shit. Just show up, dressed up, take your picture, and say you was here.
And you don't have any accountability. No accountability. I feel like if you go to a rally, you can go stand in the crowd. There's nobody saying, well, you know, Nina came and knocked the fucking door down. Y'all see that shit?
Who's just saying it here?
There's no accountability.
Who's just saying it here? And who say that everybody out there that's standing out there is for the same agenda or the same thing? We just here. We just show it up because we like crowds.
Right.
It's a party.
Let's go over there.
It's a party. You know what I'm saying? We want all of them out there. We want Meek out of there. We want all of them out of there. You know what I'm saying? It's the freedom. We want all of them out of there. But we just can't screwed up on us that we, if what happened to Sandra Bland happened to Beyonce, oh, them niggas would have burned America down.
Oh, you best believe.
Because it's celebrity worship.
Mm-hmm.
We look at them like gods. And we look at us like we ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? It's celebrity worship.
Right.
We are interested in three things. Celebrities, mm-hmm. gossip, and celebrity gossip.
Right.
That's it. You can debate. You can say what you want to say. If it don't sound like gossip to black people, they ain't even the fuck interested. They don't even want to hear it.
Right.
If you're a bearer of truth, fuck that. Make it sound like gossip. That's why rap music that sound like I was cheating or I was doing it works so well.
Absolutely.
Right? This is why SZA's song about being a side chick is the number one. It works so well. It just sounds like gossip.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? How long do you think it's going to take Nation Reborn to reach that point? We got to work this motherfucker super hard.
Right. Because
black people ain't interested in hearing some shit like that. Truth. Something powerful.
Well, you killed them when you threw the fist up. All like, you understand? Oh, fist.
You feel me?
But that's one of the things, you know, the first thing they said, oh, you're going to have an empowerment. I was like, that's Hollywood. You know what I mean? Like, oh,
yeah.
That's Hollywood. They like, oh, for real? You know what I mean? So it's like.
So they kind of. You've been trained to be kind of turned off by a conscious brother. And I ain't conscious. I don't belong to no group at all. I just belong to myself. But when I see things, I speak on it. And I'm going to speak the truth. If I can't tell it like it is, I ain't going to tell it at all.
Right.
Don't get me in here and tell me what I can say, what I can't say, what they've been. I'm cool. If I can't tell it like it is, I've been trained my mind to never see things how they are. Only see them how they should be. Only see them how they are. If I get caught up in how things should be, I'm going to die a thousand deaths. This is how, to me, black people are the battered woman of America.
Mm-hmm.
We keep getting beat, just hoping for the day that he changes. I'm not going to leave. I can't leave. I know he loves me. He should love me. I stuck with him this long. I took care of his babies. I paid him rent. He should love me, but he doesn't. He shouldn't want to hit me, but he does. So this is how those women get into a situation where they get killed. You should have left a long time ago, but they don't. This is how they get to that point. Well, damn, he got a whole record of domestic abuse. What was her problem? Because she kept seeing things how they should be instead of how they are. I have to get the fuck. We got to break this union. We got to break away. I don't know why black people just feel like they can't live without whites, Hispanics, Asians, Arabs. We got. I know some niggas that can't even use the bathroom without saying, yo, some Asians want to come? In the bath, any white people want to go to the bathroom? I'm going to the bathroom.
Y'all can call in. Please call in and engage. Yes, call in. 215.
Yeah. It's different, man. You know what I'm saying? That's right. Because I love my people. It's different mentality now. I can't sit around and just keep seeing what's going on with my people and not speak up. Then I'd just be as evil as the motherfuckers I'm talking about. You see what I'm saying? First, I want black people, before you can deal with an outside enemy, you got to deal with the enemy within. You know what I'm saying?
Know who you are.
There's a white supremacy living in every nigga walking this planet. White supremacy is inside of us all.
Mm-hmm.
It's been injected into us. You know what I'm saying? So we got to look in the mirror and deal with that first. Wash that up. And once you wash that up, now we can go say, oh, this cracker off the chain. We taking care of his ass. But until then, you just as bad as that cracker. Let me tell you. Oppression has worked so good. The oppressor has mastered that so good that I'm going to oppress you so much that I no longer have to oppress you. You'll oppress yourself. You will oppress yourself.
And they've mastered it to such a degree. You know, we don't even know who we are now. I mean, even my book, the book that I wrote is literally knowledge of self. It's nothing else. It's genuinely just teaching people how to get there to learn who you are. You know, and it's so funny because I had to dumb it down. I had to make the letters pink. And I have to bring women in small groups to try to get them to understand who they are. Otherwise, they're not going to
be. My whole life. My family, everybody been trying to teach me about Jesus Christ and Muhammad and Buddha and Krishna and never told me about my damn self.
About you.
I never knew what the fuck I could do.
Right.
I knew what Jesus did. I knew what Muhammad did. I knew what Krishna did. I knew what Buddha did. I knew what Paul did, Peter did, Cain did, Abel did. I know what all these niggas did. I ain't know nothing about my damn self.
It starts there, you know, and it's funny because...
I was a grown man, though. Listen, I was a grown man. Before I started to figure this out.
Absolutely.
Which is sometimes then they're too late. Most times it's too late. You're stuck in your ways. This is why you can't break some niggas out of it.
Right.
By the time you get grown, you are stuck there. It's like the ABC song. Not very many people can forget that song.
Right. Boy,
do you think, you know what I'm saying? Do you think you could even unlearn it? No. Impossible. So the ignorance that's been implanted in you since birth is just like the ABC. It's there. It ain't going nowhere, nigga. So it's going to take a long, long, long time to wash all of this fucking craziness out of black people. Don't worry. You'll be dead and gone. Your children will be dead and gone. They'll be rallying in front of CJC. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Don't worry. Niggas will still be rallying. I'm telling you to you like this. If Malcolm X and Martin Luther King and Mega Evers, if they rose from the dead right now today, or if somebody told us they wasn't dead, we had them freezing, we thawed them out, they'd be out today. If they came here today, woke up today, and turned on the TV, they would think they was late for a march in 1955.
Exactly.
They would think, oh, shit, with my tie, with my glasses, Martin, man, come on, we late. These niggas is out on downtown Philly. We got to get there. They would think it was 1955. It is 27. Somebody would have to say, no, dog, you ain't late for your march. This is 55 years later. It's the same shit. Why? Not because of nothing white people doing, because your people refuse to fucking learn the game. This is a capitalist society. Mm-hmm. You need capital to play this bitch.
Exactly.
Okay?
This caller want to talk to us here.
Okay.
3374, hello. Okay, they may be just listening. All right, let's carry on.
Right? So, you know, this is Monopoly.
Absolutely.
This is a real-life Monopoly game. And we out here trying to play with no Monopoly.
Right.
We not playing the game, man. It's a race. This is why they call it a race, right?
Right.
It's a race. If we in a race, I don't care. I don't care to look behind me and bring you up to speed with me and we all come in a tie. I want to win this motherfucker.
Right.
Okay? Look at the Olympics. They not out there racing to be in a tie. I'm trying to win. Okay, I don't want to trip anybody while they're running or hurt anybody, but I'm going to run the fastest and win this race. I don't care who comes in second, third, fourth. I want to come in first. It's a race. When they say race, black race, white race, this race, it's a race. Why do y'all black people keep caring about finishing this race equally with everybody else?
Right.
You want to win. Black people are down in the ditch, and everybody else is up on the top of the mountain looking down, saying, why are them niggas still in this ditch?
I like to start shit, right? All right, so let's talk about all these movements right now. You know, what do you think? I need your opinion because I sit and be quiet because I'm just observing right now and I'm kind of taking it all in. But there's a lot of movements right now going on with the whole buy black, support black, do this black, do that black. What's your take on
that
right now?
I say buy black, but sell to everybody.
Absolutely.
Period.
Absolutely.
Buy black, but we selling to everybody. All right, we're going to take our dope boy mentality on the corner, but we're going to buy it. Whenever we go to buy it, we're going to buy it from a black person, but we're going to sell to every fucking body that come on this block.
Absolutely.
We're selling to you all. We have to. We have to strengthen ourselves. You feel what I'm saying? But here's the thing. Just to go back to the Meek thing real quick, you can't free a man if you're still a slave.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Talk about that.
I can't make a heaven for you if I'm living in my own personal hell. How the fuck do I do that? It's impossible. Even on an aircraft, they say what? In the event of turbulence or anything happening, when the mask comes down, do what first?
Put yourself.
Put your mask on first.
Exactly.
Save thyself first. Because if I'm dying, I can't save you and I'm dying. I can't breathe. I can't help you breathe and I can't breathe. I have to put mine on. Oh, got my breath. Got it. Now I can come help you. Okay? They tell you don't even try to put your kid's mask on first. Put your mask on first. And then you go to help others. Why don't we apply this knowledge to anything else but just the aircraft? Apply it to your fucking whole life.
Right.
You got to do better for you first. Then you can spread the love around. How come we done saved everybody race, okay? Everybody done came up off of black folks, okay? In Africa done fed the whole world. Okay, they didn't suck that bitch bone dry. Just like black people, okay?
Absolutely.
They didn't suck that bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, real shit.
They didn't suck. You, come on, man. It's that simple. But I can't help nobody else if I can't help myself. If I'm in my own personal, how are we going to rally for somebody? We in the shit, too. We might not be literally in that jail, but we fuck in our neighborhood, we
some
fucking locked up, too.
Some might be getting beat on that shit tonight.
Yeah.
And it's just that simple. You know what I mean? Like those, the ones that went to the mall first, they probably, you know.
Helped everybody's race come up. We didn't help build kingdoms for everybody, man. Now it's time to build our own. You know what I'm saying? Okay. For me, I say this. Let's go get that same gang of people that was at the rally. Now let's go through every neighborhood and tell every poppy store, every Chinese store, every liquor store, every Arab Crown Chicken, Lincoln Chicken store, and let's tell them, hey, look, every month, we need this amount of money to help fund this school of ours,
that's
this
right.
football team,
that's
this
right.
basketball team. Why are we throwing fish fries and fundraisers when we keep giving all our money to people that don't give a damn about us?
Strategy.
We got the money.
Strategy.
It's a you know what I'm saying? This ain't no shakedown. This ain't no robbery.
Right.
We're asking you. Can we have this every month? And don't worry, you ain't the only person we're asking, Poppy, or Salam Aleikum Ak,
right.
or... You ain't we going to the next door down the street. He going to get the same or she going to get the same treatment. Now, we're coming in peace. Two options. You can give us what we want or we can shut you down. What seems easier to you? Cut the check or have no check.
Right.
Because we will make sure nobody comes in this store ever. You won't make a dollar around this motherfucker, not a dime.
Right.
Until you help for the betterment of the people that's servicing you in this community. We send our babies. How much money do you think they make of our babies a day? From now, ladies, in potato chips, in Mountain Dews, in cigarettes, in blunts, in condoms, and everything, every day.
Right.
But we have never thought to say, "Hey, wait a minute, Paul, stop. Yo, Bobby, they're about to close the school. We need a couple thousand. You think you can put something in the pot? Think about this. We go in the Chinese store. We call the lady behind the counter mom, and we call her husband Mr. Chow. All right, they got a restaurant called Mr. Chow's, and you better call it Mr. Chow, because if you just call the Chow, they'll bring your ass a bowl of slop. Mr. Chow, okay? We call his wife mom, okay? Then we go to the Arab store, we call him brother, and we call his wife and sister. Assalamu alaikum, brother. Assalamu alaikum, sister. Mom and Mr. Chow. Brother and sister for the Arabs. Then we go to the Poppy store and we call them mom and dad. Poppy, mommy. We call him Poppy and all his girls, mommy. Then we go back to our block with our own real brothers and sisters and we call them niggas and bitches.
Right, right.
Okay?
Break it down.
All right? Okay?
Talk about that.
All right?
That's real knowledge right there.
We have been trained to not love ourselves but love everybody but ourselves. Okay, right now tonight, if somebody in the Chinese store and say, "Hey, mom, let me get a Lucy, mom. Let me get a tea, mom. Let me get the iced tea, mom. Oh, Mr. Chow, fry my rice hard, Mr. Chow, fry it hard for me." He's calling them Mister though the whole time.
Right.
Then we go to Crown Chicken and go right in and give nice peaceful greetings. Salam alaikum, brother. Aki. Salam alaikum, sister. How are everybody doing? We're so peaceful when we're in there with them. Then we go to Poppy store, walk right in. Yo, what's up, Poppy? What's going on with you, Pop? Give him nice handshake and everything. Oh, hey, mommy, how you doing? I see you. Then we get 2 seconds down the block on our own porch with our own brothers and sisters, our own mothers and fathers, and we talk fucking crazy to each other. Absolutely. And we think we sane? You don't think ain't nothing wrong with our brain? You think that the Arabs and the Asians and them go back to their family and call them some crazy shit but respect you? They don't even fucking like to touch you. They got a bulletproof glass in between you and them.
Right.
They hate you so much, they don't even want to touch you to take your money. Exactly. I don't mind touching a motherfucker that's about to hand me money. Right. At least he'd be my worst enemy. When you about to hand me money, hey, what's going on? Give me a pound on that money. I needed my money. Exactly. They don't even want to get near you enough. They got a spinning thing on the easel that turns the food to you. You put your money in and they turn it back. Or a little slot, you can't even fully stick your whole hand underneath it with the silver tray where you put your money.
Right.
They don't even want to touch you. Yeah. And you go in there and let them cook your food? How crazy are we? Right. How mixed up in the head are we? I don't care who you want to eat your food from, but at least be dignified in the people you're giving your money to.
Right.
They don't even show you any fucking respect. Put a bulletproof glass up, but they're serving you food you can't even see. I hate you this much, but you're going to let me cook your food. Craziness. You know what I'm saying? And if we go all the way back to slavery, think about this. If I'm such a thug and I'm so dirty, I stink, I'm nasty, I'm not even a human to these people, how come I'm all of those things, but yet you let me live with you? Because to be a slave, I got to live with you.
Right.
I lived in the basement, or I lived in the attic, or I lived on the plantation.
Right?
Right? I live with you. You let me cook your food, and you let me watch your kids. Right?
Right.
But here's the thing. What is it that white people see in us that we don't see in us? Because here's why. After all the treatment you did to me, you enslaved me, you raped my wife, you raped my wife right in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
You sold my kids,
mm-hmm.
You beat me, treat me like shit. But yet, when you tell me to watch your kids, I never thought to kill your kids and beat your kids. When you go on vacation, you come back, your kids is in perfect condition, like you left them.
Right.
You beat me, you rape my wife, you sell my kids, then you tell me to cook your food, and I never even poison it. I never even poison the food and say, I'm going to get this motherfucker out of here tonight. He's going to eat this rat poison. He's done. I'm tired of that nigga. My back is bleeding. My wife is crying. She just got raped. I had 3 kids. Now I got 2 because he just sold one to somebody else. You know, he out of here tonight. Not once. Not one time did we ever think to retaliate in any. So what is it that they see in us that we, what is that God thing that they see in us that we don't even see in us? Thing that they could say, I could rape this nigga wife and still make him cook my food and he will and won't even poison it. I could whoop this nigga ass, tie him to a tree, and then make him watch my kids and he won't lay a hand on my kids. I'm going to go to Italy for 2 weeks and come back and my kids' heads will still be on their body. What is it? Ask yourself that. The next time you go to call your brother, your sister out their name and say they ain't shit. And you see that thing that white people see. That beautiful thing that white people see.
Right.
That they can do all this harm to and it won't do no harm back. Okay? Out of all the evil shit white people have done to us, we have never once formed a vigilante group.
Right.
To take them out. If black people was as evil as white people say they were, it wouldn't be no more white people. It shouldn't be. Okay? The thing that's taking white people out are self-inflicted wounds. They can't get off that shit. They can't get off the opioids, the opiates, the heroin. That's self-inflicted. Black people ain't do that to them. They did that to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, most of the shit that's happening to us is from their system of oppression. You know what I'm saying? Black people are heinous because we were taught by heinous people. We weren't always this way. You feel me? We got to get back to that. We weren't supposed to be like this,
right.
Living under these conditions. That'll make you crazy, too.
Absolutely.
You take any animal, leave them in a cage. I tell you one. This is a real story. I had to get rid of my dog. I had a pit bull named Nina. We would leave out for hours, right? And I would leave her out sometimes, but she would chew the wires. Like, she chewed up, like, a couple cords, and I got so mad. But I say, you know what? When I leave the house now, I'm putting you in the cage. After a while of that, my dog started to notice scratches on her face, on her eyes. I'm like, where the fuck is she getting these scratches from? She was banging her head against the cage, trying to crack it open, going crazy. Okay? If you put something like the ghetto people so tightly, the houses, the row house, so tight together in a tight space, and you rob them of resources because she couldn't get to her food or her water. She didn't want to go to the bathroom in the cage. So this oppression that I just put this dog in drove her crazy. Once I noticed this, I said, damn, I got to free her. This don't feel right on my spirit now. This ain't cool. Just because it's a dog don't mean I could do whatever the fuck I want to do to it. God ain't sent me here for this or this dog. So if I can't let this dog be free, then I can't have this dog. So I had to give the dog away to my brother. Because it's just something in my spirit said, dog, you're wrong as shit. Now the dog is causing self-inflicted wounds on itself. Because you put it in a tight space and you robbed it all the resources on the other side. You understand? I'm telling you that about me. You understand what I'm saying? So this is what black people are going through. They don't even understand no more why they think this way and feel this way. You know what I'm saying? So at some point, we can't keep pointing the finger at white supremacy and white people and white people. At some point, you got to look at yourself and say, what is it about me?
That's where it starts. That's where we all have to start. And I mean, if we actually start with figure yourself out.
This is what I want black people to do tonight. If you can hear me, if you're watching this, this is what I want them to do tonight. I want you to say, what is it about me and what is it that I'm doing so wrong that this so-called white supremacy and white people and white oppression works so well on me? What am I not doing to beat this? Again, let's go back to football, coming up with a counter game plan. What am I doing wrong defensively that this play keeps working? I'm not a good coach or a good teammate if I can't figure this out.
Right.
What would you call them? They fucking bums. They can't win a game. They haven't won a game.
Let's take a caller. Caller 6780. We've been going in. Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hi, my name is Felicia from the Empowerment Zone. I just want to tell that brother that I really appreciate everything that he is saying, but I want to make 2 points. Someone said to me, and they just said it to me, they said, Felicia, you know, the safest place is the ghetto. And I said, well, what do you mean the safest place is the ghetto? They said, because if we have a problem with one of our own, unfortunately, we handle that problem. But if a white person have a problem with one person, he killed everybody around that one person. And that made so much sense because of the young boy that was 26 years old, killed 26 people in the church because he had a problem with somebody else on the outside. And
I would say that's kind of because
I know a whole lot of
children that got shot in the head by mistake because the nigga was trying to shoot at somebody else.
Other
people do die
too.
Also, you know what I'm saying? Other people, innocent people die in the ghetto all day long. A lot of times people drive by or they come by, they try to spray everybody on the corner, even the 2-year-old baby. 2-year-old baby just died, right? Shot himself in the head from somebody else's gun. You know what I'm saying? But I would say this. When you say the ghetto is the safest place, I would say this. Right now, if you black and you don't live around some black people, you might want to move around some black people right now.
Right.
Because white people are off the chain
true.
Right now. You know what I'm saying?
Right, you're right.
So right now, if you Jay-Z, you Beyonce, if you one of these getting to the bag people and you live in a neighborhood, to your left is white, to your right is white, behind you is white, and in front of you is white, you might want to come back a little closer to the ghetto because it's about to go down. And then white people ain't got no love for you.
I absolutely agree with you because I live out here in Delaware County, and I had a store on McDade Boulevard. Now, they boycotted my store in 2013. So I went to one of the meetings that they have up here in the little borough thing, and they said, we can't legally shut her down because she's not doing nothing illegal, but we can force her out by not shopping. Now, this is what I was doing. I had Delaware County Community College tutoring the kids from 4 to 7, Monday through Thursday. I had family movie night every first Friday of the month. And then I had teen mingle night the first Saturday of the month. So they said she's just simply doing something we're not used to. They're not giving our kids nothing. So when somebody comes to give them something, now it's a problem.
But you see how they banged up against you?
I definitely understand what you're saying. We don't
Black people
raise
need to
our
learn
kids
that strategy,
to hate.
Though. That's right. Black people need to learn that strategy, though. Because see how they banged up against you and said, we ain't giving you a dollar? Black people need to do the same thing. We ain't giving you a dollar neither.
Right, exactly. And we don't stick together like that.
And we spread too thin. You got some Black people over here, some over there, some over there. We spread too thin now. We spread out too thin. You know what I'm saying? My thing is, I would say this. I would love to build a Black business district, right? Like a Black Wall Street. I would love to take every Black business in Philadelphia and get them to agree to move their business to that block. I don't care if you're Belargo, if you're Milano de Rouge, if you're Country Cooking, if you Tasties, if you – we spread too thin. We got to be in one spot. Here's the reason why. Now, when our people go to shop, all they got to do is pull up, hop out, everything's right there. You can go to the movie theater, go catch you a movie here. You can go to the street, get your dry clean. You can go over here and get your hair done. He can go over there and get his hair cut. Y'all can go over here and eat. If you need to stay in the hotel's right there too. You know what I'm saying? Everything's on this block. We got a whole district. All you got to do is pull up, park, hop out. It's like when you go down 69th Street. It's a business district.
That would be amazing if that happened. That would be
amazing.
You know what
I mean? Staples is there. City Blue is here. The movie theater's here. Something's over there. We need a whole one like that block. You know what I'm saying? And it can be done. Why? Because we got a Chinatown.
Right.
We got a Little Italy. We got Old City. We got Germantown. Even though ain't no fucking Germans there, but it's still called Germantown. If anything should be Blacktown, it should be that, because ain't nothing there but Black people.
Right.
People take Germantown and change this is Blacktown now, because ain't nothing here but Black people now. You understand?
Yeah.
So that's what we need to do.
Agree.
We need to build something that Black people can just say, get up on it, you know, on a day, whatever, and plan it out and say, well, I ain't got to do too much planning because everything I need is already in the business district. You know what I'm saying? I need to get my hair done. Boom. I need to get my clothes dry, clean. Bam. I need to get my nails done. Boom. I need to get my shoes for the party tonight. I need to get my makeup done. I need to get all this is right here. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it can stretch for like a mile. You know what I'm saying? It can stretch for a mile, 2 miles. You know, but you could just pull up out and take care of business and think to drive. Keep the pressure on. You got a road for something else. You got a German town for something else. You got a South Philly for something else. That's too much. You know what I'm saying? It's not, and I got to try to market. So if we just get a whole business, if every little Black or Muslim could in this addition straight, and then we use them funds and we start building more stuff around it. School, more stuff, and building for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we just got to build. We got to be willing to do. Right now, we got too many different ideologies. We spread too thin. Here's the thing. You got a lot of people now trying to start a nonprofit. It probably would be easier for you to find one that's about your agenda and join them. We don't need a million nonprofits.
I said
nonprofits.
That. Oh, my gosh. I really said that.
And we make those few very strong with the structure.
Let's
say if we got five of them, but five of them hire or employ 5,000 people apiece. And they strong. But now you got a nonprofit. You got two people. A part of the nonprofit.
Yep.
It'd be 2-3 people a part of it. And then there's another one, 1-2 people a part of it. Or, you know what I'm saying? Even with business right now, there's 2.6 million Black businesses. 2.5 million of them only got one employee.
Right.
Just one.
Yep.
We ain't even in a strong enough position to hire other Black people. You know what I'm saying? Just buy Black. Buy Black, but sell to everybody. And here's the thing. Let's go back to the rally. We'll pay that mortgage on time. We pay Comcast cable on time. When we go to the mall, we know we ain't getting no discount or nothing. But now, when injustice has happened to us, where was Comcast cable? Was they out there? No. Okay, was the mortgage company, was they out there? No. Okay, was Givenchy out there? No. Was Balmain out there? No. But we'll rap about these filthy-ass people, companies, and I'll rap every chance we get. Okay, they don't give a damn what we going through. We out there yelling at a brick wall looking crazy.
Alicia, thank you for calling in, and we definitely want to hear back from you
and more about the Empowerment Zone. We are building a gang of black businesses up here at the studio. So definitely shoot me an email through the website on industriesradio.com so we can connect and I can introduce you to what we're doing up here. Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
But
before we get off the air,
I know.
Let's go into Pittsburgh. Go ahead and ask some questions. Listen, I'm over here. The knowledge is definitely good. We definitely appreciate definitely all the knowledge. But, you know, we definitely touched on last week that you got the project coming up.
Oh, man. Yes. Yes, man.
I know. You know what I mean? We know. That's why we had to extend our show for you.
Uh-huh. We're going to talk.
An hour, 30 minutes.
It's gone. Okay, I got you. Yeah, man, that came out. The single dropped November 6th, Nation Reborn. Y'all can go on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play. Any digital platform has it right now. It's on YouTube, Nation Reborn. You'll know you can't miss this cover. It's the one with the fists on it in gold and black writing, Nation Reborn, Dope DNA. That's out now. The album is scheduled for late December, early January. You know what I'm saying? 10 songs on there, 10 bombs on that thing, man. So it's coming strong, you know what I'm saying? So we want to drop right at the top of the year, first quarter on them, and clean up on them. I hate to say this because it's my project. It's the best. You know what I'm saying? People going to take it for what it is and say, well, you supposed to say that. Yeah, I'm supposed to, but this is true. Just like the shit I was just saying to you, same thing. You know what I'm saying? And as long as I've been around, this is my first album. Everything else has been a mixtape. This is my first album. So imagine how good this is going to be. It's been this long to make. Anything take this long to cook got to be good. Oh, man, the studio creation process. It's 6240, 6240. So why do I call it 6240? It's the house that I grew up in as a child. I enjoyed that house, but like I said, I've seen a lot of things I shouldn't have. I've done a lot of things I shouldn't have done. A lot of things came through there, but it taught me rap music. That's where I learned hip-hop. That's where anything you see about me now, I learned it right there. So many different characters came through my house, and I picked up something from each one of them, good or bad. I picked up something from them. You know what I'm saying? I had cousins that played Public Enemy or LL Cool J. You never know what you're going to hear in this house. Gospel, jazz, R&B, soul. You never know what you're going to hear. So all this music is just within me now, all these different elements or sonically sounds is within me. So now I had to say, all right, when I go to make an album, I got too much in me just going crazy, and how can I mesh all this together and make it make sense like this? You know what I'm saying? So that's why I named it 6240. So you'll hear every song is a different lane, it's a different vehicle, it's just nothing's the same. So you're gonna get a different feeling emotionally from every song on there. It's gonna take you somewhere different. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like an autobiography or nothing like that. Or, you know, this girl pissed me off, so this album's about this bitch. I got 12 songs about how I hate her. You know what I'm saying? None of that. This is strictly music to make you feel good for the soul. This is not soulless music. You know, one thing I want to say to artists. If you know artists, listen up. You should write this down. Never lose your curiosity. That is the main ingredient for creativity. Never, ever lose your curiosity. What I mean is, don't just be curious about music. Find a million things to be curious of. Me, like everything I'm saying to you, I study the stars, the coral reefs in the ocean, sharks, rocks, kale. I study anything. I want to learn. I'm curious about anything. Water, this candy, how this works. What can this do? What can it do? Because now when I go to be creative, I have things to talk about. I have something I could come up with or metaphorically match something together. Never lose your curiosity. Don't just be curious for what another rapper is doing in his life. Be curious about the world. You know what I'm saying? So right now it sounds like one rapper is rapping in his original voice and the rest are following that voice.
Right.
So I'm just curious about what Future doing all day. He got a bad bitch. I got one too. He drank lean. I think I'm going to drink me some, too. You know what I'm saying? You're just curious about this other guy's lifestyle now, which is it's horrible, leading you down the wrong path. Because wherever the fuck he going, you going, too.
But that leads back to, you know, and being an artist, and, you know, I've always been outrageous artist. I never really had a lane. So that just leads back to people not knowing who they are. I mean,
yeah.
Because you can't really be yourself and express yourself on a song if you don't know who you are to begin with. You got to find somebody to be.
And if you remember when hip hop first started, the white people always said, we're going to destroy this shit. They thought, well, we ain't got to do nothing right now because it ain't going to be around long. This shit going to come and go. When they realized it wasn't going to come and go, the main objective then was, let's buy this shit and then fuck it up. That's where it's at now.
Right.
They own the shit now. They own the radio that the shit going to play on. They own everything. You know what I'm saying? If you ask me, I think they handpicked the most filthiest motherfuckers out the batch and say, put them out front.
Right.
And let their children follow them.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? So if the guy that they say is number one got tattoos all over his face, guess what the children going to do?
They're going to do the same dumb shit.
If he drank a lean, guess what the children going to do?
Exactly.
If he's self-destructive, guess what your children are about to be?
Exactly.
Okay? Okay, it's simple. Now they own it, so now it just sounds like one sound. Turn on the radio right now, every song sound alike. I don't care if you go to a singer. He sound like he rapping.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Everybody dabbing on every song.
Right.
Like, damn, I thought he was an R&B singer. What the fuck?
No,
he in a gang. He just joined the gang last week. He drank a lean now. He just tatted his face, and now he's a rapper. He used to be an R&B singer.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Everything sounds like one sound.
Exactly.
And music can't be that.
Exactly.
It's got to be an array of sounds,
right.
An array of characters, things going on. Think about this. You had a Busta Rhymes with the shit he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
A Nas with what he was doing, a Jay-Z what he was doing, a Biggie Smalls what he was doing, an Outkast what they was doing, a Snoop Dogg what he was doing, a Big Pun whatever he was doing,
right.
A Mobb Deep whatever. You had this. Everybody had a different thing. Now everybody has the same thing. Why am I from Philly and he's from Houston and she's from Compton and he's from Detroit and she's from Chicago, but we all sound alike?
Exactly.
We all make the same song. Why? We from different regions. We shouldn't. When Snoopy came and the Dog Pound came, this sounded like something we never heard before. That's why we were so interested being on the East Coast. Damn, this is different to my ear.
Mm-hmm.
When Outkast come or UGK come, damn, this is different to my ear.
What do you think actually shaped that? You know, shaped that. I mean, I know the industry had a lot to do with it, but what do you think just stopped and shaped? So, you know,
because
I know I'm like, damn, this is fucked up. So what happened? When did that happen?
Because now what they did was they'll take one and just keep giving you that one guy. It's damn near like the Kevin Hart syndrome. We'll take
this
one comedian and just give you this one. We ain't giving you nothing else. So now a lot of comedians is coming. They tell jokes like Kevin Hart. They kind of got that style now.
Yeah.
You know?
They got
all right, all right, all right. They got, they kind of, you know what I'm saying? Oh, that they accepting that? Well, we got to do that because that's what white people accept it. You know what I'm saying? Instead of they not giving them dope DNA and an abundance of him and abundance of young thug. And you know what I'm saying? Not giving them different things to look at, different things to hear. To mix this bowl up, it's just one person, and now everybody want to be like that one person. Cause look, he getting the money, he getting the girls, he ain't the one in the club popping the bottles. Why we want to be that? We poor, we broke, we live in this ghetto, man. We trying to get out, and then they'll come and pray and feast on the ones that want to get out that bad.
Right.
How bad you want to get out? You want to get out that bad?
Give me this.
Give me some garbage. Give me some ignorant, self-destructive shit,
mm-hmm.
and we'll let you out. But the moment we think that you're starting to think, we're cutting ties with you.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
The moment, let one of them dudes that been talking about doing lean, drinking lean for the last few years and being on all this dope tomorrow say, man, fuck that lean with that dope. It's career's over. White people going to get rid of them. Make sure you don't hear them no more.
That don't really even do none of that stuff.
Most of them don't do it. Most of them don't do it. You know what I'm saying? Most of them don't do it.
I don't do that shit.
They don't do it. They don't even do the shit, but they think, they don't do. You know what I'm saying? None of it. Some ain't never sold no dope, but they claim they dope boys. You know what I'm saying? They don't do it. They ain't even their lifestyle.
Absolutely.
But they hyping our babies up on it like this is what it is. And then we wonder why the babies, what's wrong with the babies? Well, we just kept selling them this image.
Exactly.
And this
exactly.
voice. And this is what... They want to get out of the ghetto, so they think that all I got to do is become a rapper and everything's going to be all
right.
Right. That's why, don't get me wrong, I like music. I don't like certain rappers.
Yeah.
Because I don't like the rap of the new.
Yeah.
But back in the day era, I can relate to that because I can understand.
Yeah.
That's for one. The new era, it's just like,
like you hear it.
Mm-hmm.
It might got a nice beat to it, but if you ask me about the song again, I might not even know what you're talking about.
Don't even remember a line.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the song. I can relate to the beat.
Repetitive. We got to push this in your head. Push it, push it, push it. Push it on you, push it on you, push it on you. Now, if you go,
yeah,
if you go back in the day, I would hear a Biggie song one time and I knew that whole bitch.
Right.
I would hear a Nas song one time and I knew right away. As soon as Lauryn Hill said, ooh, like, damn, that's that shit. As soon as the beat hit, you're like, oh, fuck, I got to hear this motherfucker right here. You know what I'm saying? But now, they always gave you a flip side to some shit, though. Now it's just, let's celebrate destructive behavior as if that's what's up.
Right.
They give you a glorified story of self-destructive behavior, and at the end of the song, the nigga's still alive, he ain't go to jail, ain't nothing bad happened to him. So the kids say, oh, well, we could drink lean all day, ain't nothing happened to him. We could do dope all day, ain't nothing happened to him. We could parry our pistols, shoot niggas. Niggas don't even go to jail in they raps. Niggas used to end up in jail in the rap. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Nigga shot 90 people through the rap. By the end of the rap, he was in Costa Rica. He was in Turks and Caicos and shit. Nigga didn't go to, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
They used to give you the beginning, middle, and end. This is how this ends if you do this.
Because rap used to be a form of expression to tell a story of something that you experienced.
And it was, we were trying to be unified. It was about happiness, love, and peace. You know what I'm saying? Now the four main ingredients is sell dope, do dope, shoot your brother, and oh, that's your girl. Fuck that bitch.
Right. On that note,
fuck them bitches. That's the four main ingredients you got to have. Oh, you're getting a whole bunch of shit, man. You're going to get, oh, man,
now,
it's going to be crazy.
To 2 minutes.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to get ratchet and righteous shit mixed in there.
So I got to hear Dope DNA one more time. You know, Nation Reborn.
Nation Reborn.
So we're going to throw that on. We want to thank everybody for tuning in.
I couldn't even see what they talking about on there. What they talking about?
They just loving you. They want to know what you do. Oh, before we go, a lot of people said, am I bringing him back? No, I am not bringing him back as a guest on Respect and Hustle ever again because he has his own show on the Street Radio. And so make sure you tune in. We will introduce his show via Respect the Hustle with the day and time and everything like that. But
before we go, there's some things I want them to do that.
I need you to go ahead and do that.
Before we go, I need y'all to do some things within the sound of my voice if you're listening. One, I want y'all to get y'all some sleep. Take y'all asses to bed. Lay down sometimes. That is important to your life to get sleep. Stop thinking you got to be everywhere all the time and be on the scene and thinking that the less sleep you get, the more money you're going to make. Well, why are you still poor? Okay.
Right.
Two, drink water. Drink y'all some water. That is essential to life. Get you some water in your life and try to walk. Go walking sometime. Get you some exercise. I ain't telling you got to push weights and build a chest and bicep. Just go walking. Just walk around your block as many times as you can and go in the house. That's physical fitness. And get you some sun. Get out and get you a little bit of that sun. We used to worship these things were our gods. Water, sun, and the air. Right? Without the sun, there's no life. Without clean air, there's no life. Without water, there's no life. But now they got you worshiping false gods and false deities, and now you fucking dying. You're dying. Get back in tune with you. Do those things, man. And then we can start walking towards someone. But give me them simple things first. When you can conquer that, then we can move on.
And y'all going to get a lot more of this. Trust me.
We want to thank everybody for tuning in. Y'all already know, each and every Tuesday right here, 9 o'clock, Respect and Hustle. You're one and only Mr. 3.0.
Yes, sir.
And Miss
Nina Capone, of course. You already know.
DJ Keena Air Hustle.
Up next. Up next.
Yes, my Instagram is _DopeDNA. _ Dope DNA. And on Facebook is Mansa Sean Thomas. That's my real name, Sean Thomas. Mansa Sean Thomas.
They're going to be stalking you. It's all up. It's all up.
Yes, sir, man. I appreciate y'all.
A place where hate is love, screaming no for peace, so much chaos and bloodshed.
When will the war end? We're still dealing with the pain.
Watching all of this nonsense, blood all in these streets. How the fuck they gonna stop the violence as your conscience speaks? It's guilt all in your silence. We ain't killing nothing but our own kind with that dope we put in that Pyrex. Jesse said keep hope alive, but I don't believe in no hope. Either I will or I won't, either I do or I don't. That's just the way that it go, carry the weight of the flow. The way on my mind, that's why I'm letting it go. Richie, you po, nigga, let's talk about this freedom. Dog, I ain't taking no more. Water up to my chest,
yeah.
Can't sleep, I can't rest,
yeah.
Trying to deal with this stress,
yeah.
This whole country a mess. This is the need that they take that you hate in the sea. Or the skin that they got, you can't play that with me. Ball for themselves, they talking about we. Obedient slaves, they want you to be. See, we need unity, that part's key. Where's this going? Are we about to see? I hit the booth, I give the people the truth and tell them you got it for me. Dog, I ain't scared, these people ain't nothing to fear. They could put guns in my head and pull on the trigger, and I would just happily go. Cause nigga, I die for this nigga.
Kicked my luck when I got stuck in.
A place where hate is love, screaming no for peace, so much chaos and bloodshed. When will the war end? We're still dealing with the pain, heart chains, and then they all their way. Through all the floods and the storms, cries for a nation reborn.
Ain't sending no aid for us, no food or no trucks or no planes for us. They got a cage for us, 23 hours in one. Yeah, that's what they made for us. We ejected them from the school to the prison. I hope you cool niggas listen. The courtroom and black skin don't mix,
right?
They give you a cool life sentence. Miseducation destroyed us. Labor they underemployed us. That's if they employ us at all. Let's start raising entrepreneurs. I got you if ever you fall. We are the government, we are the law. They treat us lesser than dogs. Speaking for the human, that was the clause. We are the people they threw on the cross. Until we are free, I cannot be a boss. Prison, that was the cause for freeing them slaves, and that's how we lost. I can't count how many we lost. To the jail yard and the graveyard, the judge and his voice all paid off. See, the hate don't take no days off, and I won't either. I'm on. Oh, this liberation, I won't.